what, next Sunday morning, I'm going to get up and I'm going to read the Christmas story. We're going to celebrate Christmas in the family, and then we're going to get ready and come to church. Not because I'm pastor, because I want to worship my Lord and Savior. And I hope you will do the same thing. Bring your family and just spend some time serving and worshiping God, and then you can go home and relax. And you know, it's just a wonderful time to serve God. Turn, if you will, in your Bibles to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Isn't that wonderful? She has found favor with God. "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you this morning for such a wonderful gift that you gave your Son, Jesus, that we might have eternal life. Lord, I pray this morning that you will speak to our hearts. Lord, forgive us where we've failed you. Forgive us, Lord, for the things that are unpleasing in our lives. And Lord, speak to our hearts this morning. For we understand your word that if your Holy Spirit doesn't touch our hearts and open our hearts to your word, we won't understand it. But Lord, every one of us here are here this morning, and we have needs in our life. And Lord, I pray that you'll meet us at the point of those needs this morning. We'll give you the honor and praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Now, when it comes to the Christmas season, I love this time of the year. I love the music. Boy, what music we've had here in this church. That silent night on the horn and the instruments. Oh, wasn't that beautiful? The choir as they sing just in, how beautiful that was. All the music, I love it. I love the stories of Christmas. I love the decoration. Well, I tell you, I don't know who decorated all of this. We had quite a few, but I just love the decorations that they put up. Now, get this, I don't like putting them up. I don't like taking them down. I decorated our house one time, put over thousands of lights on that thing. And then having to take them down, I said, "Son," I told my oldest son, I said, "We won't do this no more." He agreed. It was fun doing it and watching the people come by and look at all the lights. But man, taking those things down. I love the gifts. I love the sweets that people give me. I don't need them, but I love them anyhow. They stick to you, don't they? I love this beautiful story we have here. And I love the name of Jesus. That's a beautiful name, a lovely name. He was named Jesus. You know, the naming of a child was a very important thing in that time and day. And some of you, when you're picking out your children's name, you pick out a lot of different names. I like the good old simple name myself. I don't understand why someone in the Bible would name their child Mephibosheth. It's just hard to get out. You know, I don't even know if I pronounced it right then. And I'm sure his mother probably didn't pronounce it right at all times. But what a name. And then there's that name, Jesus. What a lovely name. It just flows off your lips. There's nothing hard about the name of Jesus. And it had such a significant event in the lives of the people. I heard of a man that he didn't like his name. You know, if you pay enough, you can get your name changed. Now, I like my name. I guess I was too tight to change it, but I like my name. But this man didn't like his name, so he went to the judge, and he said, "Judge, I need my name changed." And the judge said, "Well, what is your name?" And he said, "Well, every time I tell people my name, they laugh." And he said, "Well, I promise I won't laugh. What's your name?" He said, "William Stinks." And the judge kind of laughed. He said, "I promised I wouldn't laugh. But let me ask you something. What do you want to change your name to?" And he said, "Bill Stinks." Folks, the name of Jesus, a lovely, lovely name. And the Lord gave Mary that name. It's a name from heaven. Now today, no one hardly names their name Jesus, but in the Bible, in those days, it was a common name, ordinary name, and Jesus came to ordinary people. He came for ordinary people that would hear him and speak his words. I guess the most familiar name in all the Bible is that name, Jesus. 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 We've got a lot of songs about Jesus. Jesus, sweetest name I know. It is the name of Jesus that the whole Bible revolves around. The name of Jesus was predicted in the Old Testament. It's presented in the New Testament. It is praised in the book of Revelation, and it's proclaimed throughout the epistles. The name of Jesus. The Lord said, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Now, what a lovely name. And it's just a very simple name. You know, it's not hard to pronounce. Even little kids can say Jesus. We have a song that says, "Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so." It's a wonderful name. Now, Mary and Joseph picked out that simple Jewish family in a very little town. The Bible says Nazareth. It's kind of up in the hills. And when he was born, it was a simple working people that he came to in that town. God sitting there. And the shepherds, we heard a while ago, the shepherds worshiped him. They came from the fields to worship him. And he ministered to ordinary fishermen and tax collectors and sinners. This man named Jesus. Now, even though it was a very simple name, there's something else about the name of Jesus. It's majestic. It's majestic in his name of Jesus. Everyone would worship Jesus Christ. And we cannot save ourselves, the Bible says, but he came to save those that are lost. And at his name, every knee shall bow. His name is the way of salvation. Majestic is the name of Jesus. I was thinking the other day, I was watching what's going on in the world and the election of everything. And when showed a president, and he came into the room, and somebody said, "The President of the United States of America," and everybody stood. But if Jesus Christ came in, everybody would bow. Oh, in the very presence of Jesus Christ. And the angel told Mary in verse 35, he said to her, the holy thing. You see, Jesus Christ was that holy thing. It's a simple name, but it's a majestic name. It shows the majesty of that person, Jesus Christ. And when God, or when he was born, it was God who was born. Think about it. Tonight we'll go into more of his birth in John. But, you know, I can say right now, I don't understand all about the virgin birth. Some people don't even believe it, but I do. I believe the Bible said it, and that settles it for me. It is majestic because it was Christ. It was God in the flesh. It was Jesus Christ who was born. And it was God who put the stars in place. It was God who created in his Son, Jesus Christ. And he confined him to a man, born in a manger. Isn't that a wonderful story? And God says, name him Jesus. 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 A simple name, a majestic name. But it was also a special name. Now, it was special to the Jewish people. The name of Jesus was a special in the Jewish people's religion. Jesus in the Old Testament, you'll find there's several different meanings there. The Lord is salvation. And there was two men in the Old Testament that pictured Jesus. One was Joshua. These two prominent men became heroes of the Jewish people. Now, it is Joshua, you know, who led the children into the promised land. Moses led the people out of Egypt, okay? But Moses could not lead them into the promised land because God, he spoke in disobedience to the rock. And Moses, what? He represented the law. And the law couldn't take them into the promised land. But Joshua was chosen to take them into the promised land. And that word Joshua meant the Lord is salvation. Now what the Ten Commandments do is simply show us the laws of God and that we cannot keep those laws. And the Bible says we are sinners. Okay? That's what the law does. It shows us that we are sinners because we cannot keep the Ten Commandments. We've all broken them, haven't we? We've all come short. Oh, man, let me tell you something. I try to keep them, and I find myself breaking them every day. We just can't do it. So, therefore, we needed a Savior. Now, Jesus Christ is our Savior. Now, there was a second person in the Old Testament named Joshua in Zechariah chapter 3, and he was a high priest. Now, what did the high priest do? The high priest would enter into the Holy of Holies and sacrifice different things for the people's sin. He stood in intercessory for those people. They would come to the high priest, but the high priest would die, and they would have to get a new high priest. But Jesus Christ, he came. He's our great high priest. He did not die. Oh, he was nailed to a cross. He was buried in a grave, but he rose, the Bible says again, and forever is seated by the right hand of God. It's the name of Jesus where the power is. I remember a story in the Old Testament about a blind man, blind Bartimaeus. And they asked him, says, where did you get your sight? And he said, this man named Jesus. Man, isn't that wonderful? The thief on the cross asked for salvation, and it was Jesus who gave him that. At the name of Jesus, the Bible says, demons are cast out. At the name of Jesus, the Bible says, the blind see. At the name of Jesus, there's healing in that name. At the name of Jesus, the winds and the waves have to obey his voice. It's a simple name, yet it's a majestic name. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. A very special name. A very majestic name. A very simple name. What a lovely name it is. Because it is also a saving name. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, and she shall bring forth a child. I believe Brother Bill spoke on this a while ago to the children. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? For he shall save his people from their sins. Now, folks, I just said a while ago, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Jesus Christ, it's a saving name. The name of Jesus means Savior. And the Bible says, he shall save his people from their sins. That is our condition. If you look out across the world today, all have sinned. You see sin running wild across the world today. In every town, every country, you look at it for just a moment and you see sin. I looked the other day, they're showing all the, over in Syria, all the bombing of the city. And those innocent little kids are being killed and murdered. Christians are being taken out and shot. And I see the sin of the world. You know, that's not what God wanted. Some people say, well, why does God let all that happen? Let me tell you something. It's sin. It's sin in the world. We are sinners by nature. We sin. And we are sinners by choice. The day we have a choice, what are you going to do with your sin? That's a good question, isn't it? What are we going to do with our sin? This is the message of Christmas, folks. We are sinners. We need a Savior. And the message of Christmas is, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Oh, that's the message. He will take away their sin. We sing about the cradle many times in our songs. We sing about the cross many times in our songs. But so many times we separate the cross and the cradle. But let me tell you something. We've got to unite both of them. You know, if we don't tie the cross to the cradle, we've missed Christmas altogether. Jesus came to die for our sin. Jesus came to die for our sin. And the name of Jesus is a saving name. At the name of Jesus, you can have life. At the name of Jesus, we're saved from our sin. Philippians 2:3 says, wherefore God also hath exalted him and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Let me ask you a question. Have you bowed your knee towards Jesus? Have you asked him to come into your heart and save you from your sin? You see, it's a simple name. It's a majestic name. It is a very special name, but it's also a saving name. The Bible says, whosoever shall call. That simply means if you're here this morning and you realize that you haven't accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're serving the world, you're serving the flesh, you're serving the devil, and you want Jesus Christ to come into your life, all you have to do is bow down before Him or kneel before Him and say, Lord, I realize I'm a sinner. I want You to come into my life. I accept that gift of eternal salvation. In the name of Jesus, I ask You to come into my life. And you know what He will do? He will come in. The Bible says in Ephesians, He will seal you with His Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit comes into your heart, and you're safe and secure. You're His child. You know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to walk like a child of God. You're supposed to live your life for Jesus Christ. You're supposed to follow Him. And how you do that? By reading His Word. By getting into His Word. By living for Him. Repent of your sins and turn to God. Have you called upon Him today? That's the message of Christmas. Oh, the lovely name, the name of Jesus. What a lovely name. Have you called upon His name today? If you've called upon His name today, the Bible says you're saved. If you haven't called upon His name, today is the day of salvation. Would you call upon His name? Would you come and say, preacher, I am calling upon the name of Jesus in my life. I want Him to come into my life. I want Him to save me from my sin. The Bible says, whosoever will may come. The choice is yours. The gift has been given. Which way will you go? Will you serve Christ or will you serve the devil? Will you walk the broad road that leads to destruction or will you enter the narrow gate which leads to everlasting life? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You today that we have the privilege of trusting You and living for You in our life. Lord, all we have to do is come, simply like a child, trust his parents. Lord, we trust Christ. It's in Your precious name, the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen.